At 6:30, we have a few clouds and 75 degrees in Tulsa. Good morning. I'm Matt Trotter, KWGS News. The Oklahoma State Medical Association urges the state health department to adopt medical marijuana rules similar to some of the most restrictive in the U.S.
A group representing doctors and other health professionals want the state to prevent smokable marijuana from being sold at dispensaries, limit the number of dispensaries to 50 statewide, and require a pharmacist to be in the dispensary and part of the approval process. Chelsea Church is the executive director of the Oklahoma State Board of Pharmacy.
We need to protect the public by counseling the patients, drug interactions. We just need to treat it as a medicine.
None of the recommendations are included in the 76 pages of draft rules the Oklahoma State Board of Health will vote on Tuesday. For State Impact, I'm Jackie Fortier.
The Cox Business Center's Vision-funded facelift has begun. It's getting more meeting space, a better east side entrance, and an improved kitchen. Cox Communications VP Roger Ramsayer says the company sees the building as more than a giant downtown ad.
Cox thinks of us as an investment in our community's nonprofits so that they can fulfill their vision by raising money under this roof. We think of it as an investment in Tulsa's civic organizations to educate and enlighten us, and an investment in attracting convention business to Tulsa.
The Business Center Arena is being turned into a 40,000-square-foot ballroom. Garth Brooks will play the first-ever concert at Notre Dame's football stadium. The Tulsa-born country superstar hasn't set a date because the football schedule isn't complete, but Brooks hinted more touring announcements are coming. Music industry and state leaders celebrate a cultural benchmark. Governor Mary Fallon kicked off a week-long celebration of the 60th anniversary of the Oklahoma film soundtrack reaching gold status. It was the first album certified for shipping 500,000 copies. Get ready, temperatures will increase as the week wears on, with highs near 100 this coming weekend and heat indices well into the triple digits. Tulsa Emergency Manager Joe Kralichek says prepare for hotter days ahead.
Thinks that it's just as much of a threat as any other type of severe weather, except the difference is this is very slow and it creeps up on you and you're not always prepared for it right off the bat.
There are slight chances of rain early this week, but no rain in the forecast most of the week. Speaking of the forecast, here it is. Today, mostly sunny and a high of 93. There is a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Tonight, mostly clear skies and a low of 75. Right now, a few clouds, 75 degrees. I'm Matt Trotter, KWGS News.